From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. On the eve of a U.S.-China dialogue, President Donald Trump said Beijing's efforts to persuade North Korea to rein in its nuclear missile programs have failed. In a tweet, he said while he greatly appreciates the efforts of President Xi and China to help with North Korea, it has not worked out. He said, at least I know China tried. The president also called the death Monday of American student Otto Warmbier, medically evacuated last week from North Korea in a coma, a disgrace. His spokesman is Sean Spicer.
When you look at how he was handled, it's something that we will continue to apply economic and political pressure and try to continue to work with our allies. We've had, I think, positive movement on China over the past 5 months of this administration, and we'll continue to work with them and others to put the appropriate pressure on North Korea to change this behavior and this regime.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Chief Jim Mattis will sit down Wednesday with their Chinese counterparts in Washington, State Councilor Yang Jiechi and Chinese Army Chief General Fang Fenghui. The U.S. and North Korea will be a priority. Meanwhile, South Korea described as a grave provocation discovery of a North Korean drone near the demilitarized zone. According to the mayor, dozens of people were killed Tuesday in the Central African Republic town of Bria after fighting there erupted among rival factions. Many more were wounded. The violence took place just a day after the Bangui government and most armed factions signed a peace agreement in Rome. Thousands have died in sectarian and ethnic violence in the CAR since a Muslim alliance called Salika ousted the government of President Francois Bozizé in 2013. The fighting in Bria involved former Salika Muslim Alliance members and Christian anti-Balaka fighters. This is